Hi everyone, welcome to Mount Pack Podcast. Today our special guest is Miss Lisa Sumner.
Hi. Hi. Yes. Thank you for having me join your podcast. I'm Lisa Sumner. I am an alumni of Mount, and I am grateful to be joining you guys tonight. And I currently work for Disney under ABC News. And this is great. I'm thankful for being a part of your podcast.
Great. I'm so excited. So let's get into the questions. So to start things off, what year did you graduate Mount St. Mary's?
Okay, I graduated in 1995. That was so long ago. Yeah, I had to actually do the math because I was like, oh my God. Yeah, 1995. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a long time, but yes.
Oh, great.
All right, so our next question is, how do you remain involved in the Mount community, and do you keep in touch with other alumni?
That's a great question. Last year, there was a career fair that I attended, and I thought that was super great because it allowed the students to see what alumni had done with their lives and done with their careers. And so it was really awesome because a lot of the students came to my table to really, media didn't realize how popular working for like Disney would be. But it was a great experience for myself just to see how interested and also how smart you guys are and how awesome you all are. So
thank you.
Yeah, that was really super cool. And I do keep in touch with alumni. Actually, I just had dinner last weekend. Her name was Dana Brown, and she's phenomenal. She's just great. So, she came, my mom makes us dinner every year. And she brings flowers to her house, Christmas flowers and Thanksgiving flowers. And so, it's really important to keep in touch, but she's like a sister to me. So
that's so nice to hear though, that like friendships remain after.
Yeah.
So our next question is, what college or university did you attend after the Mount, and what was your career afterwards and your career right now?
Great. Yeah. So I'll try to give you a very edited version versus my long story. I went to college at a small liberal arts school called Washington College. It's in Chestertown, Maryland. And then from there, I also took some graduate courses at Rutgers and Harvard in terms of like business. And when I got out of college, I wasn't too sure because I majored in business and I minored in English. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know per se what I really wanted to do. I just know that I want to work in like corporate America. I didn't know what that looked like. So I got my first job out of school was like Merrill Lynch. And it was, I thought I wanted to be a financial advisor. And I studied for, there's a test you have to take called the Series 7. I didn't do too well at that test. So I thought finance was a little hard for me because in my nature, I'm more creative. I have more of artsy kind of, I think, personality, but I do like business. So my next job was working for a company called Black Enterprise Magazine. And so that kind of spearheaded me working in media and publishing. And then I went from working at InStyle and Essence Magazine. And I was working with the editors on headline writing for the magazine covers. So that was like really my intro to, I would say, like digital marketing or like headline writing, which is now the internet, So from there, I went to Viacom and I worked for MTV, VH1.
Wow.
And I worked on a team of editors, and I supported them with helping them write their headlines and helping them write their copy. And VH1 and MTV was really fun. It was like always like, a lot of high energy. It was really, really like, the Video Music Awards and, and that type of stuff. It was always a big event. And, you know, VH1 also was reality TV, but I supported the editorial team in writing for their blogs. So we had like a lot of celebrity gossip blogs and stuff like that. That was interesting. But now where I'm at, I really appreciate the creative side, but I also appreciate how I started out in business, because now I work for ABC News, which is under the umbrella of Disney. And ABC News to me is such a very, just factual, straight to the point. I love working with the editors. I also support Good Morning America, that editorial team. So I work for their websites and support the editors when they write their headlines for the website. I also support the product and tech team on ensuring that Google can read your code. Because think about it, the first thing that everyone does is they go to the search engine to search. And so I have to make sure as the SEO manager, which is search engine optimization manager, that Google can find our stuff in the search engines. Mm-hmm. So I tell them what kind of keywords to use. I tell them what kind of questions people are asking. So all this is important when you're writing copy to optimize for, so that people can find your content in Google. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of
all your jobs seem super cool and super interesting.
Really? I always sit back and I'm like, what do I do?
No, it sounds super like I'm fascinated by that, about how like interested you are in what you've done and what you're currently doing. That is just so awesome to hear.
Oh, thank you.
Super cool jobs. I'm very impressed.
I also think it's amazing that you've been able to like not just like switch, but like change your job then still be able to like be able to be interested in those jobs going from one to another. So I was just going to ask you if you have any advice for Mount students who don't really know what they want to go into when applying for college, or if they want to change their career paths throughout like their 4 years in undergrad.
Great question. Yeah. It's so hard for someone to know, unless you always knew that you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or engineer. It can be often very difficult to really know where your career path is going to take you early on. But I always think, what benefited me is you have to be able to be flexible and build on your skills. So if there's something that you like to do, whether if you're interested in marketing, whether you're interested in writing, you do those things very well, but you build on skills, like you build on your skills. And right now, as we know, technology is everything. I mean, you think about Amazon, you think about Facebook, you think about Twitter, you think about all these big technology companies, and you think about Disney, they're all into innovation. So it's so important for you to kind of think, how can I constantly innovate myself? These are big brands and they're innovating themselves, but you have to think, how can I constantly innovate myself to stay with the time? And you can always be passionate about the thing that you want to do. Even if it's nursing or teaching, whatever it is, but how innovative and different can you be so you can stand out and be the linchpin?
That's great advice.
Yeah,
I definitely agree. So now that we know a decent amount, or actually a lot, about what you've done after the Mount and what you're doing right now, I think it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your past before the Mount, and where did you grow up and what made you want to attend the Academy?
Okay, great question. I grew up in Plainfield, New Jersey, which is like 10 to 15 minutes from the Mount. And so it was always interesting because my parents and I would drive by the Highway 22 and I would see this big, beautiful building. And I was like, what is that? I didn't know it was a school. It really wasn't my choice, to be honest with you. My parents, they were the ones that paid for me to go to school. So it was up to them to decide where I wanted to go. But once I got there, I appreciated the fact that, there was, for me, structured. I wasn't distracted by having had the latest clothes. I mean, my family, I didn't have it like that. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to worry about being cool or driving the latest car or like looking the part. I just wanted to, you know, have friendships. And I really wanted to make it about like, you know, my studies and enjoy high school. And so that gave me that opportunity.
I think that's great. Like how like you and other Mounties, we want to surround ourselves with girls who, you know, who have the same morals as us and have the same mindset. So I think that's great that, yes, you know, we come to school like knowing who we're with and that we like all are aiming for the same goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I also think it's like, it's pretty cool how a lot of Mount girls today, we still like have that idea of, oh, it's not about like who's the coolest and who has the nicest things. You know, we're like, I mean, obviously it's nice, but like we're more about our studies and like, yes, who we're friends with and like how that's going to affect us in the future. So it's nice to know that like that has always been a thing.
It's so true. That pressure, if you have to deal with that pressure, and then still worry about your studies and then still worry about everything else, you know, how having to be cool, wearing the latest outfit, it can really distract you and be overwhelming. And you think about also now the element of social media. And so, you know, it's so many different factors, but it's just one of those things where the Mount just gave you the ability to just, you know, be yourself.
Totally. I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah. So our next question for you is, what sort of like sports or activities did you participate in while you were at the Mount?
Oh my God. Great question, because I am so not athletic. I was so not athletic back then. I wish I knew how to like play basketball or whatever. There was a small debate coach. And I literally took a couple classes with her, like a couple training sessions with her, because literally I thought that that was going to be, you know, I honestly could say, I wish I stuck with that, because I didn't stay in a debate team long, but when I think about what the debate team provides you, presentation skills. And when you get out of school and you have to present presentations and you have to stand in front of an audience, it is the scariest thing. So knowing how to communicate in front of large groups and knowing how to stand up in front of people and debate in terms of like getting people to understand your point of view and communicate is the most valuable thing. And then I was on the tennis team for like a brief moment. And it didn't go too well. I think the challenge I had an after school job, and I was saving for my first car. So after school, instead of going to sports, I would go right to work. I was a pharmacy technician at Walgreens, and then I would go home and do my studies. And it was just like, you know, I wouldn't advise that. I would say enjoy, do sports, have fun. You have your whole life to be an adult. But I did it early because my parents were like, you want a car? You're gonna have to pay for your first car. So that's kind of what happened to me.
It's such a coincidence that you brought up debate team, because I'm actually co-captain of the school's speech and debate team.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love the speech and debate team at the Mount. I'm sure it's evolved since, you know, when you participate with those activities. But that's probably my favorite activity at the Mount that I participate in. It's so fun. I've made so many friendships. I'm still in contact with girls who have graduated, and I also form friendships with girls who are in grades younger than me. I think I love it. I love going to competitions. Well, right now they're virtual, but I've gone to amazing places. I've gone to Milwaukee.
Wow.
I've gone to Lafayette College in Easton. I've traveled all across New Jersey, almost every town. I love the speech and debate team. So I'm really happy that it's not just like from our years who had a great experience with it, that it's like a generational thing.
Oh yeah. Speech and debate is the most valuable thing that you can have. When you think about all the presidential candidates that got up on, they have to learn how to debate.
Yeah.
They have to learn how to convey their point. So that's a skill that you'll have for the rest of your life. And the more you hone that skill, the more it will benefit in every area of your life. Trust me. So.
No, yeah, exactly. Because you could be, you know, insanely smart, but if you can't talk to somebody, then how are you going to,
Yep.
Far, I guess. Or how
and I was in high school, I was super shy. I've always been really shy. It wasn't until after I got out of college and I started working that I became more of an outgoing person, but I was always extremely quiet and shy. So I had to find those things to express myself. So it's important to find, and you know, my advice is to find something that you can like pour yourself into and that you're interested in, and you can find your voice. Because like, you know, being shy is good, but at times it can be very, it can hold you back from like speaking up, you know, and that's what you really want to be able to do is to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we have a general feel of what happened while you were at the Mount, was there a specific class or a teacher that inspired you to pursue the current job you have?
Okay, interesting. You know, I can't remember anybody's name. I'm so bad with names. Y'all have to forgive me. World history was like one of my favorites. I was really good at history. I love biology. I loved biology. You would have thought I went into science, but it's always because I got like A's and everything. Like, I don't know. I was just so interested. Chemistry, I was not good at that, but okay. So
me neither. Good.
Yeah. I love Spanish. I still remember a word that we had to practice. I think it was La Biblioteca. And we always had to practice that word. It was like, why do I have to practice this word? But anyway, Spanish, because I love languages, history and biology. Those are my three favorites that I can recall. But yeah, I wasn't good at math. So yeah, it didn't do too good. And, you know, I wish there was like at the time computer science, because I probably would have, you know, that probably would have helped me later in my career. Yeah, I would say a combination of all those things, history, you know, Spanish, you know, all those things were great.
I would say if I were to survey the Mount community and ask what one of their favorite classes was, I think language, no matter what language I take, would definitely be super high amongst the ranks. Because all my friends, you know, they love their teachers, they love the classes. I think language is definitely one of the staples. I think all of our things are great, but I feel like everyone really enjoys their language class a lot.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So what are your favorite memories from your time at the Mount? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a memory like at the Mount, but like maybe with your friends that you had, or like maybe when you play tennis or something like that.
Wow. I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to remember, you know, we had school dances. And so I remember those being super fun. And like, I think there was like a boys' school, I think it was St. Joseph's, that would come up. And so we had like a DJ and music. And I thought that was that, to me, I think I do remember that. I remember, you know, lunchtime. I know this sounds bizarre, but we would always get together and laugh so hard. We would have such a good time during lunchtime. I don't know why, what that was. It was just this thing about having, you know, time to kind of just laugh and you know, whatever. I would say, those were the two things. And then, you know, like I said, the debate team was fun for me. But yeah, those are my memories. I'm searching, trying to remember, but you guys got to give me some slack here. It's been 25 years, so I can't remember. I have to take my ginkgo biloba or whatever they say, you know, take some kind of like,
those are great memories. I mean, the school dances are so much fun, especially when like the other schools get to come and we get to go to their dances.
Oh, you guys still have that?
So yeah, we still do school dances like that. Unfortunately, due to like COVID, we can't have them right now, but I hope we're able to have them before Ariana and I have to, you know, go to college. But then also, I think school lunch, like lunch at the Mount, is really fun, because obviously, again, before COVID, we try and fit like 8 or 9 people at a table, and you barely have enough room to like put your lunch down. And there'd just be so many conversations and like so much laughter and joy at lunch. Like, it was my favorite time. I look forward to lunch like every day at school because it's so fun.
Well, I have a question for you guys. How has everything changed since COVID? I'm sure you like, so I'm working from home now. I'm working remote. My last day in the office was March. So it's been 7 to 8 months that we've mm-hmm. been working from home, and it's a whole new world. Yeah. So I'm sure for you guys, it's been definitely interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So beginning in September, we're doing a hybrid right now. So Ariana and I, we are both in the same cohort. There's 2 of them. Mm-hmm. So we stay home for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we go in person on Thursday and Friday. And it's obviously a very different feeling from what it used to be, mm-hmm. but I mean, the mountain has done such a great job trying to keep it as similar as possible. So like lunch, they have these dividers up. So it's 4 people to a table, and then it's like kind of like a double divider. And so like, even though like the number of people you can have at a table is basically cut in half, like we're still able to have like great conversation and like a good time. And then another thing is like obviously all the classrooms are like 6 feet apart, like the desks and things like that, but the teachers have done such a great job trying to keep class and like the curriculum as normal as possible. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very smooth transition.
Yeah, totally. Adding on to what Hannah said, I'm very grateful that since we're juniors, we still got to have our ring mass ceremony that we had a week ago from today, last Monday. Okay. So I was really grateful that we still got to have that, because I've been looking forward to that since freshman year. And it's definitely a big milestone in, you know, Mount being a Mountie. And I was really grateful also that it was live streamed, because since we can only bring one guest with us, obviously one parent or a sibling or a grandparent or something, you know, cannot attend. But I'm really happy that Mount was able to live stream it, and that we've gotten to live stream all of our events. Like graduation that they held over the summer was live streamed. Our induction ceremony for class officers and different student programs is live streamed. So I think Mount's doing a great job. Besides, you know, having a mask on, I really don't feel the difference.
That's awesome. And I remember the white dress. I still have the white dress, right? That was like the thing. You had to have the rose and the white dress. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that ceremony was very, I would say it definitely made you feel special.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the live stream was also such a great way for like our family members at home who couldn't be there to feel kind of just like involved and to be able to see it. And I think that technology has had like such a big role in our smooth transition, because before, I'm sorry, my dog is sitting on my lap. Sorry. He's like, I don't know what's happening. But what I was saying was, before COVID, Mount was, we used technology a lot. I don't know what the word is, but like, we're very advanced mm-hmm. in our technology. And so like when we would have snow days, we'd obviously do school online and things like that. So that also was just like, it made the transition from like kind of online school and in-person school very easy. And
then you guys were ready. You guys were ready. That's so great to hear. I mean, live stream is everything now. So you know, this is just our new reality, and it's great to see that you guys transition, you know, smoothly. I know it's definitely different. You know, I sometimes miss seeing my coworkers, because we would, you know, be able to talk about like just life or just seeing in people in person. It does make communication, you have to be more stronger with your communication, but yeah, I can't even imagine, because high school was all about like being with your friends.
Definitely. When we first had the shutdown, it was the week before we put on our school production of Cinderella, and I was one of the stepsisters, and I was super excited to be one of the leading parts. And I have so many friends in all my different clubs, you know, like debate and Cinderella and just my friends from my classes in general. So it was definitely a big step back from what I was used to with being with 50 to 60 people per day, to going to just seeing my siblings and my parents. And
yes,
I miss my friends who are obviously in the other cohorts, but I'm very lucky that we get to have technology and texting and FaceTiming and calling to keep in contact with my friends who I can't see in person too often anymore. But definitely that made me realize how grateful I am for my friendships at Mount, because I mean, it really showed me how grateful I am for them, because yes, we've been helping each other, even though, you know, we're miles apart. And if we have to each other with a mask on, it's such like a timeless thing. I feel like everyone, no matter what year you went to Mount, like everyone has such a core group of friends from the Mount they can always like rely on. And I think that's so important.
It definitely brought you guys closer together. And that's really important. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now that we touched upon a current matter and how that has affected all of us, what has been your biggest achievement while you were at the Mount and after you graduated the Mount?
Oh, biggest achievement. That's a great thing. I mean, you know, I would say, you know, for me, you know, making it so, gosh, biggest achievement I would think would be graduating, you know, making it through, because like I said, I had a part-time job after school. I was working so hard and I was studying, but I also, you know, wanted to really get the most out of, you know, my education. And I think the biggest achievement was just making my parents, you know, proud that, you know, I did well, you know, and that I also made myself proud that I, you know, I did well for 4 years. But, you know, I think the whole 4 years was an achievement. I can't really point out something specific. I hate to say that, but there was not a specific thing that was like a huge achievement. I just think that the whole experience of going to a great school, having great friends, you know, and really coming out, you know, empowered to be a woman leader, you know, in leadership and knowing myself and knowing what I wanted and like, you know, going right to college and really, I think that was all an achievement itself. Now that I look back, if, you know, during it, you don't know, you kind of like what's the rule book for it? It's just basically how your life takes you. And then you look back and you're like, wow, I did achieve that. You know, think about how many people actually don't make it through high school or some things that happened in their family or whatever. We're so grateful to actually make it through and go to a great school and actually have lifelong friends. So there's a lot of gratitude I have in that. And you know, deep down, it's just gratitude for that.
So since the Mount is a Mercy school and we love to focus on the Mercy Corps values, do you feel that there is a Mercy Corps value that you are most resonant with, like in your life, that is most prominent for you?
Okay. I love that you asked that question. Okay. Because I'm going to be completely candid. I have to remember, you know, one of the core values, I think it was like development of the whole person. I think that was one of them. I'm not sure. That was one of the core values, or commitment to academic excellence. But no, I do think it was like development of person of the self. I think that was one of the values. I do think that it was that one of them. I can't remember.
The ones that we have right now, I'm sure like what you're saying falls into the categories, but the ones that we have right now are justice, compassion, service.
Okay, yes. Compassion, service.
Integrity.
And I would say that's like developing the whole person. Like,
yeah,
you,
definitely.
You know, when you get out of school, you have to be compassionate for yourself. First of all, you have to be really compassionate for yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You know, things are going to happen. you know, and you're going to find that, you know, being hard on yourself does not always, you know, help. So having compassion for yourself, having compassion for for others, service is like one of the most important things, I think. You know, just giving back and finding something you can do to show service, whether it's just even helping a friend, you know. I think somebody just put in the channel integrity. Oh my God, that's so, I'll give you a little example of integrity. I think recently I made a mistake or something at work and I realized, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But I immediately mentioned it to my boss. I immediately fixed it and I had integrity around. Like I wasn't afraid to say, you know what? I messed up. I made a mistake and I messed up, but my integrity allowed me to do it rather than just kind of pretending that it didn't happen. So I do think integrity is super important, especially in a world that we live in now. People want to work with people with integrity. They want to be around people that they know they can trust and are truthful and honest. That's really important.
I think that's great that Mount, you know, is instilling in all of us these Mercy Corps values, because they're tools that we can use throughout the rest of our lives. And it won't be, you know, like something like, for example, like math, like knowing math is great and stuff, especially if you're in engineering or if you're in, you know, it's great to know it. But if you think to yourself, like, it's important that you have respect for others, that you're showing justice, that you have integrity, you know, that you show that you do service and you're compassionate, like, that's really what counts, because, you know, you're coming from Mercy School. So I think that's great. Like, as you just mentioned, how you're finding these Mercy Corps values in your life, even today.
Yes. And respecting yourself first and also respect others, but you have to have self-respect. You know, and really appreciate you, who you are. That's really the whole person, like really respecting who you are and what you bring to the table. You are such smart, talented, you know, women, and, you know, you bring those skills to the table. Never let anyone make you feel that you are less than, that you don't have like the skill set. Never let someone ever tell you that you can't do anything. I think now in history more than ever, we've seen how important that is. Like, women are really, you know, showing how powerful they are. And so, you know, these Mercy Corps values, they resonate throughout your life, and they're showing the examples of them now. Like, this is great, you know? So.
Well, I would love to ask, since you are a very well-accomplished Mount alumni, do you have any advice for current Mount students?
That's a great question. And it kind of just is similar to what I just kind of mentioned. I would say, you know, there are going to be times when you get out of school and you're going to doubt yourself. And you're going to seek the advice or opinions of others. And you're going to be kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if I should do this. Or, you know, don't let that self-doubt overwhelm you. Like, really just feel like, you know, I think looking back at my younger self, and when I was at the Mount, I would have told myself, be fearless, don't be afraid, don't think that you can't learn a new skill. Like, I learned coding when I got out of school. I learned digital marketing. I constantly, like I said before, constantly innovating myself, because I never wanted to be in a position where I didn't at least feel like I had some knowledge of what I, you know, what I was doing, or, you know, that I didn't have something to offer. So, you know, don't ever let someone tell you that you can't do something or make you feel that way. You know, because life is too short, and you want to be able to be in a position where you're having fun. And you're also like feeling like you're contributing, but that comes from just don't self-doubt yourself, you know?
I think that's great.
Yeah.
It's definitely like very important, because I feel like in society today, people, you know, might want to doubt themselves, and they're not as confident for some reason. And I feel like that advice is just really, really great advice to give to us, you know, just to totally go with what we think and that we know what's best for, you know, for personally for ourselves. So I really appreciate that advice. I will definitely remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I always, you know, they're always, find a mentor. You know, what valued me when I got out of school and I started working in corporate America, I found those other leaders, whether they were women or men, that were in leadership positions, and I would seek them out. Mm-hmm. And I would always ask them, hey, what do you think about this when it comes to, you know, work or whatever? I feel like you seek those people out as mentors who have already accomplished what you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. You know, looking for a mentor is something very valuable that you will always have. And it will help you also to deal with self-doubt. Like, you know, I'm sure someone in a high position has gone through self-doubt, but knowing that they made it through can help you through your path.
Yeah, I feel like, at moments, we lack self-confidence, and there is a tendency to doubt yourself, especially if, like, you're really not feeling well, like, you don't feel like you're doing well in school or something like that. Yes. So I think having a mentor is really important.
It is. And like I said, remember, I was really shy. Oh my God, I was so shy. But you know, you seek people out who have, you know, maybe that quality that you're like wanting to have, and maybe, you know, and if it's positive, you guys will, you know, there is always going to be someone who an older or elder, or I always say, who has wisdom and been through that, that can be there for you. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today and for talking with us. It means so much to us to be able to connect with our alumni and to find out more about what other people that have gone to Mount have gone through and have successfully done. And it's just so inspiring to hear your stories.
Yeah, I definitely
enjoyed, this was fun for me.
I've definitely enjoyed spending the evening with you. This was definitely super fun. I feel like I learned so much. So I'm very thankful that you got to spend time with us today.
Yeah, this was fun. This was a highlight of my day, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I had to work today, but I was looking forward to this. I think this is really great what you guys are doing, and I'm happy. And any additional questions you have, you could definitely reach out. But it was great meeting you all, and I wish you the best of luck on all of your journey at the Mount and later on in life. So nice meeting you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.